back to Rosie on the House, where we have our soft weekend wake-up hour here at 7 o'clock, where we talk about anything that's of particular interest to us or of particular interest to you. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348 if you'd like to talk. We just wrapped up a conversation with our baby daughter, Carol Grace, who returned from a trip to Guatemala with a church youth group.
So Carol Grace is 17. How long are you going to call her baby daughter?
Probably till she's 87.
Okay. Okay, baby daughter.
What do you call her?
Our youngest child.
Youngest? Oh, that's different than baby daughter.
Very.
Is it very different?
It's kind of like poor Julia and Peanut. Holy cow. All right, anyway.
Well, she can either be called Peanut or Jujube. I told her to take her pick.
Lesser of two evils right there.
Oh, man. All right, so Guatemala is the first place of all the places you've been you'd like to go back. Hopefully it will continue to increase in political stability and be a great place to visit. Glad you had so much fun.
I was actually on the other line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With a gal, she had some of our contractors out 10 years ago, and she was looking for the painter that walked in. What color would you like? Do you want to bring some samples? You know, I really like what I have. Just, it's beat up. I need it redone. And she said, without even opening a color book, going, trying to match it, he knew exactly the color chart on that cabinet match it perfectly. So she was looking for that painter.
Uh-huh.
So I apologize. I was on the other line.
I apologize. I didn't see the phone in your hand.
Were you throwing it for this day in history or something?
Well, I think you were going to tell us a few things about Guatemala you had seen.
You know, I'm just a curious mind, so I look it up while Carol's talking. And how big is Arizona? Can you tell me square miles?
No.
114,000? So just to put that in perspective, Guatemala is 108,000 square miles.
So about the size of us.
Okay. So countries the size of Arizona. Arizona's at, 5.5 million people?
Probably about six, I think, is what I remember.
Okay.
Guatemala, 15 million. Can you even imagine?
That's what we'll be soon.
Were you just shoulder to shoulder the whole time, Carol?
It's not like here where it's kind of distinct where the cities are and how between them there's not as much, but you drive through Guatemala, it is constant building on building, people on people. It's a very busy, and trying to drive there is just an absolute nightmare. That was the scariest part about it.
When you talk about, you know, everything that we have, the running water, the plumbing, I think the space is what I would treasure the most, is being stacked on top of people. That would drive me in. I can't even stand to go to downtown Phoenix to get a building permit for 3 hours.
Where there are real areas. I mean, the pictures from Carol's city that
they're called mountains where you can't build.
It was very beautiful, but there's just as many people living on the volcanoes as in the cities. So.
Some of those agricultural fields on the slope of that volcano, I don't even know how they walk up that steep slope to harvest, much less retain the moisture to grow a plant. I mean, it's incredible.
They're very resourceful, very smart.
I would bet that close to the equator, a lot of it's dry farming. They get enough rain that you don't have to.
Absolutely. It's got, for sure. But I mean, any kind of area. How do you keep the water there, whether it falls from the sky or you run an irrigation system? How do you keep it there long enough to grow something? I mean, it's a 45-degree angle. It's unbelievable.
And GDP, what would you think?
I have no idea.
I mean, it was actually more than I thought. It's almost $120 billion. And that, I thought, well, you know, that's pretty respectable. So, you know what $120 billion divided by 15 million comes out to be?
Mm-mm.
About $8,000. Could you live on $8,000?
A year? Then?
Yeah.
Probably there you could, huh?
One U.S. dollar is equal to 7.5 quetzales, so that's...
Oh, that'd be over $55,000.
You could do that, right?
She definitely said there was that they were poor. They did not have what we have. No television. Very few. There actually were some cell phones, she said, which I found surprising.
Flip phones from, 2007, not iPhones, for sure.
All right.
So that's why you recycle when you go get your phone upgrade. People in Guatemala depend on that.
Yeah, there you go. All right, shall we go bring the story back to Arizona and go into an America and go back into July, what is it, 11th?
Well, it was a busy week in history. Did you know, now you have to go put your mind way back into the 16th century, the first Quakers landed in Boston, 1656.
Wow, incredible.
Man, can you imagine the weathering those winters?
Mm-mm.
You know, just no, when you're talking no electricity, Carol,
nothing.
I think I would rather live in no electricity in Guatemala than in Boston. And at least it doesn't snow in Guatemala.
One of the best books I ever read on that was the title of the book was Land as God Made It, and it's not a spiritual book. It's just, hey, this is how we found it when we got here. It is as God made it, and it is the most rugged, brutal story of survival you can ever possibly imagine. It's incredible. We ever got an English foothold on this country.
Well, it says a lot about people's desire for freedom, that they were willing to suffer the things they did.
July 11th, 1656.
Fast forward, obviously last week was July 4th, pretty significant day for American history, but it was 4 days later, on July 8th, that the first public reading of the Declaration of Independence was held in Philadelphia, read by Colonel John Nixon, a name I've never heard. It's funny how sometimes people just get lost in history, but you would think the first public reading would be something that
to note
would be a little bit more prevalent in history books.
Well, he owes you something there for reviving his name.
Fast forward to 1850, and Vice. I'm guessing this is about the time like the Food and Drug Administration was kind of built and started, because. I'm sorry, this is horrible. I shouldn't be laughing. Vice President Fillmore was sworn into the office because President Taylor had just died from an intestinal disease he got off of whatever he ate on the July 4th celebration.
Oh, man, brutal.
Either some raw chicken or something, some salmonella. You think that CDC kind of got started about that time?
Maybe so.
I'll have to do some history and check that. Then just as the Great Depression, it's funny things you don't put together. I never would have thought that George Herman made his debut during the Great Depression. Pitched 7 innings to beat Boston Red Sox as they beat the Cleveland Indians. George Herman, of course, Babe Ruth, as popularly known today. I don't know where Babe ever came. Does anyone know how he got Babe?
I don't.
I don't either.
I do not know.
I'm not a big enough sports fan, but that's...
I didn't even know he was a pitcher.
I didn't either.
Did you know he was a pitcher?
Mike did.
Well, when was the last time a pitcher was like the biggest home run hitter in the league?
When there were three people playing the game.
He's probably the last one. I mean, there's a few guys in the National League now that can hit bombs, but nobody like Babe Ruth. I mean, that's 100 years ago.
And you do see some chunky guys running bases, but you never see a chunky guy at the pitcher's mound.
Oh, yeah.
Or do you do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look up. There's some. That's why I like baseball.
I think is like Randy Johnson. Yeah. I mean, he's like a toothpick out there.
Yeah, there's
that's
a few
my
guys.
Image.
They look like they're, you know, they look like your neighbor Phil who just sits on the porch drinking Budweiser every night. And you're just like, all right, that's why I like baseball.
Your everyday guy.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of Tom Cruise. Okay. Are you guys?
No.
I mean, Top Gun was pretty big and popular, and the Jets is cool, but have you ever seen Valkyrie? I do like that movie. I'm not a big movie buff, but Valkyrie.
I haven't.
His character he plays in that is Count Claus Van Stauffenberg, and he was one of the people that had tried to assassinate Hitler. Well, that happened this week, actually today, July 11th. Stauffenberg, to shorten it up and make it simple, visited Hitler with a bomb to try and take him out. And one of the things that they portray in the movie is how many people had to be there. They're like, well, we're not going to just, if we can't get this guy as well, there's no point in killing Hitler because this other person, second in command, is as bad or worse. So it was, you know, trying to get them all together and having the bomb and the timing. I don't know how historically factual that movie is. I don't have a lot of faith in Hollywood, especially when we get down to Tombstone history that's coming up here in a little bit. That's wildly inaccurate. But anyway, that's a to watch it and just put yourself in those shoes of trying to assassinate Hitler. And you were talking about what people did for freedom. I mean, what these people were doing to try and eradicate this tyrant I mean, just the danger that they constantly lived in and trying to keep it together without, you know, just pouring sweat and showing their poker face. I mean, just they had some goal.
I haven't seen the movie. So that's the day in history. Let's talk a little bit about what we've got coming up here, coming up really big. The one thing that we do all year long, that we're a home improvement show, but the one event we're involved in that gets us more attention and drives more attention than anything else we do is coming up in just a couple weeks.
Who would have thought? Crawfish in Arizona. But, yes, it's true. First Saturday in August, which happens to be August 1st this year, Bison Ranch, which is on Highway 260, about an hour east of Payson, hour and a half, just depending on traffic and what the Arizona Department of Transportation has torn up between Payson and Heber. I don't ever remember a time back to the many, many camping trips and Boy Scouts we went up on the rim that we ever took that 260 and somewhere around Cole's Ranch wasn't torn up by construction. It must just be a very unsettling, unstable ground right there. But
they turned it from two lanes to four lanes, so that took a long time, and now they're trying to finish that, and they've actually got a little project right there at Christopher Creek where they neck you down, and then it'll be nice when they finish it through
Same
Star Valley and all that.
And they'll get done just in time to tear it up again.
God, I can remember when we accidentally started this Crawfish Festival. Man, it has just...
It was on the rim, Willow Springs.
It was just an accident. We were asked not to do it. The National Forest Service almost put me in jail because we had so many people up there at the lake without permits and permission and special privilege permits and licenses.
Yeah, Rosie just said, hey, we're going to be crawfish. If you want to try one, come up. If you want to try one. People came up expecting lunch and a bathroom, and we had neither.
It's the event that won't die. It's just, I don't know.
It's special.
Yeah.
How are people going to be buying tickets this year?
ArizonaCrawfishCompany.com. There's a link to buying tickets. You can get them ahead of time. You can get them at the gate. It just is a matter of if you want to verify that you're going to get crawfish or reserve crawfish, order ahead of time. There's no guarantee on supplies while they're there.
Enough crawfish will be ordered to serve the tickets that are bought online now. We'll build in a little buffer zone for people that walk up. And if you buy a ticket, get there. Because last year we had a couple people turn around and go home because it was raining so hard driving up the rim, and it never even rained on us. At the very end of the day.
The Taylor Family Circus said if we weren't performing, we'd have turned around at Payson because the road was so bad from the storm. So it's but like Dad said, it never hit. And there's enough places at the Bison Ranch between the shops and the church and the restaurants that, you know, it rains a little bit, you can go get under the patio till it passes. Of all the years we've spent up there trapping in the summertime, how long has the rain last? Do you remember the second year when it was pouring rain and everybody just, I mean, scattered like rats? And
almost lost two son-in-laws and you in the canoe and lightning that
lightning.
Year.
Oh, yeah. That was hairy.
And as soon
I remember that.
As everyone left, the cloud passed, and this Swedish family that had just arrived as everyone's pulling out got to eat like the last 10 pounds, and she just stood there and ate for an hour just enjoying these.
The Crawfish Festival coming up when?
August 1st.
And to buy tickets?
ArizonaCrawfishCompany.com.
We'll be back right after this, y'all. It's Rosie on the house.